It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, how would you like to overcome depression, fear, suicidal tendencies, and all the other stuff? Well, I have a solution for you. And for 2 hours this evening, if you can stand me for that long, I will show you how it's done. I think that I will start with some very simple concepts this evening. So pull up a chair and a cup of coffee to keep you awake. You don't want to fall asleep. Meditation or even hypnosis is not a sleep. The word hypnosis, by the way, comes from the word hypnos, means sleep, but it's not really sleep. It's altered state of consciousness through which people can be controlled, and without knowing that they are controlled. And that's what's happening to America, by the way. I will talk about those things later in my work with you, if you will stay tuned. Let's start with I have a book, and it's called How Your Mind Will Make You Well. So it can't make you well until the mind is well. So the question is, what can make the mind well? What is higher than mind? And what you call consciousness. An ape has a mind, but it doesn't have consciousness. Let me see if I can explain this just a little better. For an animal, awake and asleep are two states. In the awake state, there's a certain amount of intelligence, usually instinct, modified by some tricks they might learn, you know, to survive. The ones that learn a few tricks and to catch prey or get away from prey survive the most and pass that on to the genes. But they have very limited consciousness, if you like to call it consciousness. So they're basically, that's just a woke state in which all their instinctual functions operate for them. That for a worm is different from then from a snake, and the snake is different for whatever the programming is for the particular shape, form, and the environment it lives in. A fish will have gills and we have ears. But the thing is, the environment dictates how they will react, and the range of those reactions. It's so I'll establish that right now, so that we go on to the next idea, that the animals are awake and asleep. There's only two states. And human beings potentially are awake, or let's start from the bottom, asleep, aware, awake, and aware. Now, awake and aware are not the same. You can call them that for the sake of conversation if you want to, but let me strengthen the meaning of aware. Animals don't have it. And humans don't want it. A lot of humans don't want you to have it. They want to put you to sleep. They want to poison you, psychologically poison you, dumb you down. That's what's happened in America. You can see it all around you if you're still aware. But if you're just awake like an animal, you don't see it. You see everything seems normal because you're one of those animals. Excuse me, I don't mean to be rude. But you're one of those broken people. Now, a broken person could be a person who doesn't want to be aware, because what have made him lose his awareness is a kind of reaction that introduced a different identity in him or her. Identity means the identity of a human is God, or whatever God is. But when a person is corrupted, violated, and sinks into despair and anger and frustration, that sort of thing, that the origin, the cause of that effect, displaces the God self with its own self. And you think you have your will, but it's not your will at all, but it will has you, as I said yesterday. That's your problem as well. You can't, many of you cannot make a good decision. You cannot stop drinking. You cannot stop smoking. You cannot stop taking drugs. You can't stop whoring. You can't stop eating. You're completely out of control. But the refreshment, the enjoyment, the perverseness of the enjoyment. I mean, eating is pleasant, but it can also be perverse. And sex can be pleasurable, but it can also be perverse. But we need to talk about these things, because if you can learn the difference between, you know, good love and bad love, and what is perverse and what is not perverse about your natural self, you could recover from your illness, and you'll see your way through life like light shining on your light unto your feet.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Tonight, all about meditation for 2 hours. 800-866-8883. I have written a book, and it's, finished it in 1959. That's how old it is. It's about a special form of meditation I discovered. And there's lots of them I know, but there's nothing like what I'm about to talk to you about. Nothing works so well. And I can give you all the accolades from the military, because it's being extensively used in the military to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. But I got callers coming in, but I'm just going to, if ever I can, I want to engage callers. But I want to talk about this as much as possible, so when the calls are sparse, I will flip to my discussion on meditation. I have a book, and it's called How Your Mind Will Make You Well. It will. But you have to get your mind well first. So where do you get your mind well from? What is the source of mind wellness? That wasn't terribly sophisticated, but it makes the point. Is it medicine? Is it breathing exercises? Is it anything that you know, you think you know about meditation? No, it's none of that. It is, I'll tell you how long it takes to do it right. A minute. If you can hold that minute still, we'll come to that. Moonwalk is about a very special form of meditation, and it's a discovery of an ancient science that actually provides the answer to the serious problems of our time. And this was written, finished writing it 54 years ago. So the proper understanding of this technique is apparent. You can never figure out how it works. It just does. You know, there's lots of things. You know, the iPod works, and I don't know how it works, but someone does, the creator of it. But it puzzles me, and I'm sure it puzzles you. A blade of grass grows, but it works that way, and it reproduces that way forever. No matter what you do, you can poop on it, and it thanks you for it. It grows. You see, I don't mean to be rude, but it is. It's very, very hardy. The genes are hardy. It's almost like you can hardly kill life. So, but there's something intelligent that drives it and makes it better, to makes life better. But it's also something that makes life worse. In the animal world, you know, the impala, it's like a deer in Africa, South Africa, is threatened by, you know, predators, the tiger, the lion, and all the rest of it. And so the survival of the fittest. And so that's what they have to endure to be a better person. I say that In these days, you can see what's happening all over the world. The world is crumbling. I predicted it exactly to this. I mean, all the years I've been on radio, 53 years, I've been telling you it's coming, and I've chronicled it. Everything that's happened up to now, I've predicted. And that's because I'm awake and aware. I'm awake and aware. Most of you are just awake, and some of you are not even awake. You can't even see where you're going because your thoughts are in the way. That's right, your thoughts get in the way, so you actually can't see where you're going. Or you don't see where you've gone and how you got there. Now, animals can't be that way. They can't be so caught up in their thoughts. They can't see where they go, they wouldn't survive. Human beings can because they don't want to see. They don't want to understand. They don't want to be awake. They're afraid of being aware in their awakeness. So they resort to all kinds of techniques. And some of the obvious ones are drugs and alcohol and God knows what. See? So now how does the mind, how do we make our mind to mend us? We're broken and we're depressed, we are suicidal, we have diabetes, we are overweight, we are addicted to drugs. I mean, we are sick, psychologically, I say, because if you're sick, there's a certain psycho-illogical about it. It's if you are completely logical, meaning not intellectually logical, but perceptively logical. Perception. They see, but they do not perceive, says Jesus. They hear, but they do not understand, says Jesus. What is this seeing and perceiving? What is this hearing and understanding? And he says, they don't want to. Their ears are closed. I don't want to hear it. That says something about you. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Isn't that right? And some of you are saying, hey, you close your ears or you get angry with me. Warning. Anger is your problem. Anger is how people get to you. Now, this people sitting here doesn't want to make you angry, but you made yourself angry just now, so you didn't have to hear me. So hold on to your self-righteousness or what you think is right. See, you blocked the awareness that I'm trying to help impart to you. Do you understand me? So I'm talking about a book, and I'm not exactly keeping to the text exactly. I'm not very good at keeping to my own text. I just use it as a guide to, you know, say some things I might not say. But proper understanding of how everything works, that's where I got off the track there a few minutes ago, the understanding how it works is hidden from you. And you don't really know how it works. You only will know that it works if you can find the state of consciousness, awakeness, and awareness together, aware and awake. So you see and you perceive. See? Awake, eyes, see, perceive. In other words, it's almost like another light shines through your eyeballs. Another eye within your eye. And a hand within a hand. And a foot within a foot. There's an ethereal self that can coexist with your body. So most perceptively and with speech, because speech has an understanding factor to it. It conveys understanding, good understanding or phony understanding. But phony understanding can only be, a phony understanding can be recognized. For instance, if I go to church, and you try to push religion down my throat and make me study, I would say that's fine understanding. It's understanding because the words are fine. And the preacher wants the best for me, so he thinks. But then I see, so he thinks because he doesn't really know what he's doing. So all the words are very good, and he's dressed in the robes of office. But I can see, I don't want to learn that way. Bang, see, think. That's perception. But if you don't have perception, you think you're going to be a Christian. Sorry, that's a good example. It's a good example about a good thing that you, a religion that you think you have, but no, not. That means you've been mesmerized, or somehow your mind is not well, and you've sucked the verses and chapters up, and you're acting like a actor on the stage, and you don't notice it. You've been programmed that because you've been to church so long, and everybody says how wonderful you are and how much you know what a good person you are, all sorts of it, but you know you're not. Or you may even think you are. But if you know you're not, you still can't change. You can't live up to your own teaching. So now I'm trying to say things to you in a way that perhaps might get a little under your skin. But let me forewarn you. And anger is hypnotic. In other words, if I want to hypnotize you, I will make you mad. I will find some way to provoke you. Now, do you get that? Now, how many of you get angry? How many of you are upset about stuff? How many of you feel that being upset is natural? Yeah, everybody does it. Well, just everybody does it doesn't make it right, does it? It's a really silly thing when you say everybody does it. You know, everybody does everything wrong. Everybody has some kind of fault, drinking, smoking, drugs. But they're all the same thing. They're all the same way, different ways of blocking the dangerous awakening, the awakening, the giving back to you the gift of understanding, hearing and understanding and seeing and perceiving. Ah, I see. I never seen it that way before. Wow, that sure makes a difference to my relationship with being a man or a wife or mother. It sure makes a difference that I can see, so I can see this invention. But if you have no perception like a dull animal, and you, in other words, you put aside your perception so you don't have to see the truth about yourself, it means you have a dimension missing, and you're nothing else but an animal, and you move and have your being, but you look normal. You say good morning, good afternoon. There's a movie called Monkey Business. I happened to watch it. My son was watching it, and I saw this monkey, and he was acting like a human being, examining. It was called Monkey Business. Maybe you've seen it with Cary Grant. And he was mimicking the human beings, looking, examining some of the apparatus in the scientific laboratory, and sampling things and. You know, doing things like a person. But he's been trained to do that. And you can train them to do that. But he has no consciousness. Cannot discover anything. He can just look like he's playing the role of a scientist with the test tubes and things. It's amusing, all the rest of it. I tell you that most of you listening to me, most of you have lost your way. And the worst part of having lost your way is that you do not know that you've lost it. That you're addicted to something. Drugs, alcohol. There's a whole list of those other things. But then you're going to be addicted to religion. You could be programmed to act like a pot. Well, how about a rabbit... the Mexican side of the border and rabbit on the California side of the border. They don't speak different languages, they're still rabbits. Now, the human beings, and let's take white people or black people, let's say everybody was white or everybody was black in the world, the same. You still have different religions and beliefs and still fight each other. The Sunnis and the others, I forget who they are, and the Shiites. They're both Muslims. They kill each other. In Northern Ireland, the Christians were killing each other. Different factions of Christians. No. So, how is that? How is that we are bonded to some evil servant? And how is it we can't have understanding? And how is it all of us, if we're all white and all black, all have the same understanding and live happily ever after without killing each other, and demoralizing each other? So it's not different races and colors and creeds, because Jesus said it very clearly. He says, all are one in him, or it's said of him, all the one of him. In him there's no Jew or Gentile or Greek, even the children are one in him. I'm trying to find the rest of it, but I just lost it there for a little bit, but you know what I'm saying. So, I'm going to stop here. America is divided. Now, we're divided basically right now on the basis of morality and immorality. Let me qualify that. That just because I say a person is a Christian, I'd much rather, if he's a phony Christian or a phony Jewish person, anybody is still kind and good, because it does try to help you to understand what good is, but most of you don't know what it is, even though you're good. It's not good enough. And you're not strong enough to fight the war that's coming down, the game that's being played with your heads. And you're not even aware that the game is being played with your heads, because you've been dumbed down by your religion. Or you have some kind of political viewpoint. You hate America, so you listen to those rabble-rousers. See? So, but everybody has a little something in them that the dark side of another person can rise up and to reach in and nurture it, encourage you to be that way, and for which you are grateful to the person who rises to the occasion of your reassurance of what you've become. See? So, now, this is just a rough outline of the spiritual aspects of meditation, which is to raise the level of consciousness of all people of every race and color and creed, so that we will not be fighting against each other, as it will be happening if we're not careful. We've got enough people surrounded all over the world, and because of mishandling of the foreign policy and God knows what the policies that govern America, you know, the domestic policies, all crazy. It's all gone crazy, and it's all meant to go crazy. It's all because evil functions in chaos. It functions in your chaos too. As long as you're upset and frustrated, you cannot draw the same breath. You can put a veneer over the chaos and look on the surface, but then perhaps you might find a person like yourself or a person like I'm describing hanging himself by the neck until he's dead, because his conflict was so great, but he's always covered it and looked like a nice person, and he could otherwise, but he can't do it anymore. He's nicer and nicer and nicer and nicer, but it's a form of slavery, and it's just an agony because it's not a real nice. Suicide, bang. Look, get a copy of my book, would you, and I'll take some calls. 800-866-8883. How about 800-866-8883? The book can be obtained at the Foundation of Human Understanding. Now, if you're watching this program on roymasters.tv, we do have a video and audio, and that's the name of the site. There's a new site, and there's only two things on the site: me doing a program on video and audio, of course, and it will fit any kind of iPod, Schmipod, or whatever it is you use. It works with every device. And then it says, click, get book. And then you see a book in a meditation technique. And I guarantee you, if you can understand what I'm saying, if you can understand that what's missing is the guiding light through an objective consciousness, a consciousness that's not glossed over, entangled with your thoughts, and controlled through feelings. So you react to feel, you think. As an animal. You don't react. Ah, whatever stops you from reacting is human. If you react to things with emotion, you have lost a certain essential part of your humanity. Even though you may know that you've lost it, you know that you blew it, you know that you're impatient and you've hurt your kids or anybody, you still can't stop it. That's the funny part. So you know what right is, and then you try to do a right over wrong, and you act out the part. That's not the same thing. So let me take our first call. Gail in California. Hello, Gail.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Masters.
You got a cold in your dose.
Pardon me?
You sound like you have a cold in your dose.
No, I don't.
It sounds like you do.
Oh, do I? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm a lot like my mother. I have the same personality. I mean, I'm just like her. I don't know what happened.
Well, you because you hated your mother, and you hated her. And that's true. And you can agree with me, but that's the reason you become what you hate. Now, you have another problem. Since you became what you hated, you try not to be. Is that correct?
Yes.
Too nice to everybody.
Right.
And people take advantage of that, right?
That's true.
And then you get mad at them, and then you become like your mother again.
Yes.
The energy, the anger, makes you angry like your mother was. And then the mother's identity, the behaviors, are strengthened by that reinforcement of being angry with the outcome.
Yes.
So now may I suggest that you get a copy of my meditation. And I could walk you through it, but it takes about a half an hour, and this is a talk show, and I can't do this every night. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Please, can you afford $10?
Yes.
Well, go to.
I donate money each month.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And
then. Thank
I do it over the office. I don't really do it on the computer. I do it in. I call the office up.
Well, I tell you what. If you have a computer at home, if you don't, I'll send you a CD so you can see if you don't
have
a
computer.
Okay, just go to fhu.com. That's my website, my main one. My other website, you can also, it's royalmasters.tv, and you can see me doing my radio program on video. But either one, and just... But the first one I gave you, fhu.com, that
yes.
is the easiest one to work because you can pick out and download the CD for only $10, and it would be the best $10 in your whole life you've ever spent. And in 10 years from now, and if you're still well, I hope that you will be, and getting better and better and happier and more lively and beginning to enjoy life so much and meaning in it. If I would ask you $10 billion, would you give me that back? You wouldn't.
Yes.
Okay, so you do that and call me back in about a week.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Masters.
You're welcome. Just they take that note, that cue, that key. Be angry towards your mother. You can let it go. And if you have people like your mother, you'll start to react to them. If you see people with mother's characteristics, sort of beating up on their kids or something, then you can react like it, and that will reinforce your mother's nature, so you are more likely to act like her and hate yourself for it. Then hating yourself makes you worse also.
Yes.
And just being upset keeps them alive. Being upset is also the means by which you get programmed, and it's also the glue that keeps the program from falling apart. Drop the anger, but how do you drop it? There's a secret to this, and the secret is in the CD.
All right.
Okay, you be good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it looks like I'm having a break here pretty soon, right? Is it right, Ralph? About 30 seconds, if I'm correct. There you are. Here it comes. Here he comes. I'm Roy Masters, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters with an important message. Beautiful Tall Timber Ranch in Southern Oregon is now open year-round. Are you tired of the smog? Are you tired of the cars and the traffic? Are you tired of the crime? Then take a break from it all. Come to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon and experience the beauty of 200 acres of wooded forests, the 5-acre lake with the gazebo, the bass, the deer, and not far away, the Oregon coast. Give yourself a chance to relax and take it all in. The cost is $200 per night per person or $150 for a second person. You can also stay weekends for Sunday conversations on Sunday morning, breakfast included. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday Pacific Coast time. That's 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com. Come to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon and experience the beauty. That's FHU.com. Hi, this is David Masters. I remember when I was younger that my dad told me a story about when he was a child. He said one day, when he was very young, he looked out the window, and it was a foggy day, and he saw people, like shadows, walking down the street. And at that moment, when he was perhaps 4 or 5 years old, he had a realization. He thought, there must be more to life than this. To quote Henry David Thoreau, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. If you're one of those people, you will need to read the book From Despair to Meaning and Happiness. And this is what my dad wants you to know. You want relief from your nervous tension and guilt feelings. You want solutions to your family problems and sex problems. You want to stop smoking, drinking, and overeating. You want happiness. But you'll never find what you're seeking until you discover the hidden cause of your trouble. And that cause is allowing people to upset you too easily. The name of the book is From Despair to Meaning and Happiness. And if you use this in conjunction with the Be Still and Know exercise at FHU.com, your life can begin to change and turn around tomorrow. It all depends upon you. Go to FHU.com and buy the book From Despair to Meaning and Happiness. Or download the book. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. If you've ever thought to yourself, there must be more to life than this, now is a good time to read the book From Despair to Meaning and Happiness by my dad, Roy Masters, and learn how to use the Be Still and Know exercise at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. The name of the book is From Despair to Meaning and Happiness, and if you use this in conjunction with the Be Still and Know exercise at FHU.com, your life can begin to change and turn around tomorrow. It all depends upon you. And now, let's return to Roy Masters on Advice Line.
Quote, the exercise described in Coping Strategy CD, 300,000 Used by the Military and Be Still and Know for Civilians by Roy Masters, proved highly effective treatment for the entire spectrum of psychiatric disorders. George Ader, MD, Chief of Psychiatry and Neurology, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, retired. Quote, I didn't give a damn whether I could prove it worked medically because I know it works. Besides, it's so much better than what the soldiers are getting now, which is nothing. Major General George R. Harris, U.S. Army, retired. Quote, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, Southern Baptist Chaplain. The Be Still and Know calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. So go to Google and search for Roy Masters' books. How Your Mind Will Make You Well, and Be Still and Know, and listen also to Advice Line Radio on Ustream.tv. Thank you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I'm talking about, I've been talking about my book, but I get interrupted with callers, which I'm very happy to take those callers, whatever problem they have. But I was listening to, my son gave me a new radio for my car. I have a 10-year-old car, and he gave me one of those new fangled things that you can, you know, follow the stars and then takes you everywhere you want to go, and it gives you good radio at the same time. And there was National Public Radio, and I listened to it couple of times, and I thought, you know, there's more sense on that station, even though it's liberal. It's entertaining and interesting. And they invite very intelligent people to various points of view, and I enjoyed those intelligent remarks. And some of it's valuable. And some of it just, you know, scholarly. It's just nice to know and nice to talk about, and so you have, you know, some speech. It's a subject of conversations. And so like having a conversation piece, you're it. But we're talking about the problem with overweight and obesity. And they've got all kinds of solutions, like in, I think, New York and some other parts of the country, they're forbidding soft drinks to have sugar in them, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they know they can't stop the problem of people indulging themselves. And then it swirls into the problem of diabetes, and God knows what comes from diabetes. And hell only knows. But there's no way that we can save our country, because most of us are going to die from overeating. And it's one third of the population, at least, just from that one thing. And so, but that one thing, that excess, is a device, it's a system of distraction, of a way of filling the emptiness of being. And I was talking about in the beginning of my program, when I'm talking about my book, How Your Mind Will Make You Well. And I said there was different stages of consciousness. Well, sleep is not sleep is a state of consciousness, it's unconsciousness. Then you have consciousness, so you have sleep and awake. But humans, you have aware. Now that is makes you different. That is what makes you a scientist. Nate doesn't have that gift from above. But the aim of those who would want to rule us is to put that light out. So we become dull sheep to the slaughter. And so that's what's happening in America. A big percentage of us are dull sheep. And even those of you who are not dull sheep, you are sheep nonetheless, because you have the same diseases as everybody else, the same problems as everybody else, but at least you can see something's wrong. Now, the average person who sees something wrong, and he's got diabetes, he just wants to get rid of the fat. And they look for diet, and they look for pills, and look for the medicine, and gurus of you know, losing weight. But the real problem is emptiness. Tell them what causes emptiness. Emotions. And there again it is. You think emotions, you think anger is normal, don't you? It's only normal to be upset, right? Wrong. But everybody's upset. You get a little impatient with your children. You're killing them. I'm not holding back anything. You're impatient with your children, you are killing the soul. You're confounding them, as you have been confounded. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I don't know where that is. I don't know where that is. Could you have someone come into my office to locate that telephone? Yeah, I appreciate it very much, because with this house, the phone, it's here somewhere. By Jove, I know it is. But it's not much I can do it sitting in this chair. Well, let me just go to Rebecca. And while I'm searching for a telephone, one of those things you can never find when you want them, and then you will find them when you don't want them. But we'll take Rebecca right now. Hello, Rebecca, in Arizona. What can I do for you? Where is she? Rebecca! Hello, Rebecca! Okay, she's drunk. All right, well, somebody's asleep at the wheel here tonight. You need to keep an eye on those people so I don't get a dud one like that. But anyway, I was talking about NPR, but there's trouble with all that intellect. There is no solution to obesity and the terrible problems. It's not only a terrible problem financially for the country. We can't afford so many sick people. We can't. Just from overeating. And one third of the country is going to die from it. And young children, their lives are just hopelessly tangled and twisted. You can hardly find any healthy people for the military anymore. You have to ring the bell in order to get. I just get to my audience the sequences. They have to ring the phone in order to find where the phone is. So should I get upset about this? No. This is a good test. If Michael Savage, if this was happening to Michael Savage, he'd be all over the place. Would you, Michael? All right, now, where was I? The intellectual people, they're so smart to listen to, but even with the intellectual people, especially with the intellectual people, the intellects, they're so cool, they're so well-spoken, they're so knowledgeable. But they're no different with their problems. Because their addiction is knowledge. The appearance of being prophetic and I can't find the right word because it's somewhere around here, and it's around here somewhere.
I knew it was in here.
But it's just sort of interfering with my radio program, and it's back there somewhere. So you may have to ring the phone again.
No, because Mark's on it.
Okay, well.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, thank you very much. I would really, really appreciate it. My wife can find anything, except me, of course. All right. Okay, let's take Rebecca, Arizona. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
The reason I wanted to call in is about a month ago, I got your CD for a meditation.
Yes.
And I started doing it, and it's really helped me. The first couple of times, I just felt like I could see the darkness inside.
Yeah, there you are.
And it really got a lot better. But then I noticed that lately, you know, the past 2 weeks, or, you know, at least the past week, I've kind of hit a plateau. I feel like that I relax, but I relax too much.
Well, you're this is what's happening. Remember the words. Don't try to remember what I say.
Yes.
Don't commit the words to memory like you're learning the Bible. Just let it go through one ear and come out the other.
Mm-hmm.
You've been caught up with me, and that is hypnotic, and that will make you sleepy. And go to sleep.
And
you end up going to sleep and waking up because if the CD stops talking to you, the programming stops. And you wake up. But it's a nice feeling. And it also could be that you live the life of great stress and that you need that rest.
Well, that's other thing is that I feel I don't have a stressful life, really. I don't have a stressful job, but I just feel really stressed. I get headaches. And so I really felt...
Now, you don't have a stressful life. And you don't have a stressful job, but you feel stressed. Now, how could that be without having a stressful something external to you and then internal to you? Maybe you're carrying something around inside you haven't let go. Maybe something happened to you some time ago, and there's nothing happening to you now. But I assure you, if you've judged somebody, if you've misjudged somebody, if you like, then that and it's resentment. It goes around and round and round, and you keep suppressing it and push it aside. And the more you push it down, the worse it gets. And then it becomes anxiety.
Yeah.
See, so I don't know what to say otherwise, because I think you need to understand that you do have anger inside you. Do you not?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yes.
So... No,
yeah,
but that's what you need to tell me, because you see, I don't have a stressful life. Everything's all right, but something isn't all right. You are subject to daily irritation, and maybe those irritations are very small. like little tiny judgments of people. Do you know what I mean? Like little judgments of people?
Yeah, and I think that's what I noticed, that when I was doing the meditation, it really helped me, and I really wasn't stressed. And then when it started just making me sleepy, I just noticed that little things would just get me really stressed.
No, what you're noticing is the fact that you never have noticed the anger you had before. And now the anger, resentments and anger are coming to the surface, and you're noticing it. You're beginning to notice it. See, because a lot of people have anger and they don't see it. But it manifests itself in some kind of inconvenience, like headaches. Oh, my headache. But the headache is anger. So if you treat, but you don't know it's anger. You know, remember that commercial, the Excedrin headache? You remember, you see a teacher, a male teacher or a mama, and they get upset with the kids. And all of a sudden they get an Excedrin headache. And they take two Excedrins, and all of a sudden they feel better, more patient with the children, and everything's hunky-dory. Right?
Yes.
So you could be... So that headache is a symptom. And the symptom is also a destruction from the cause. A distraction from the cause. So you may not have... let's take the headache. So I don't know what your problem is yet. But let's say that your problem are sick headaches. And, they call it sick headaches. They have a name for it. Migraine. Yeah. So let's say your problem is migraine. But the migraine has... unless it's some unusual disease that... which is, you know, that could produce the same symptom, but migraine in itself is not a physical disease, it's buried rage. And just like you can see from the Excedrin example I gave you, that when you get upset, you get headaches. When you get irritated, you get headaches. When it bothers you, you get a headache. When you judge somebody, you get a headache. But just using the headache only, just at one point as a platform to build on, the headache is a distraction, and when you think of taking aspirin for it, that may be a big mistake. Because I had a grandson who said, "I think I'll take an Excedrin headache. Have a headache." I said, "Grandson, could it be that you might be angry or something? You see, and just leave that alone, if you will, and see if it goes away by itself." He came back 10 minutes later and said it went away. Grandpa didn't need it. See? But your tendency not to see those connections. And that's what you're about to learn, connections. Hello, everybody. We have a new website. It's so respectable. It's so clean. It doesn't have foundation of human understanding written all over it. It's just me, little old winemaker me, doing a TV program. You can just see my features. Grey hair, handsome face, all the other sundry goodnesses. And anyway... I hope you know that it's the address is roymasters.tv. That's simple. And if you can't get it, well, go back to the old site. And then you reach it, or you can listen to it, either way, and it will connect to many different devices, just most of them. And then when you want to order a book, How Your Mind Will Make You Well, but what the book is about and the CD is how you can get your mind to get well. So you have to detach. You have to find that missing consciousness, that missing awareness, that part of you that does not know how to see and perceive and hear and understand. So you have another set of eyes, in a manner of speaking, so you can look at your problem. Oh, wow, I see. The headache is from anger. Wow. Oh, let me see. maybe I should be more forgiving, see? Well, then there's the meditation will teach you how to show you how to overcome the anger, not suppress it. Just free you from ever having the anger. What a freedom that is. So on the same page, it says, click by book. I think that's what it is. Is that right, Paul? Book and CD. Click, click. Bingo. And there you are. And that's all it is. Nobody's going to sell you any more than that, nor would you need it. Have I been talking to Rebecca? I'm finished with her now. Yeah. I'm finished with Rebecca. I'm finished with the telephones, too, ringing in my ears. But welcome to my house, because things go on like that. So, anyway, you can also, what do you become a member? What do you call that, Paul? Is it a member? Not a member, where you subscribe, right? Yeah, so $9.99 a month. Wow, that's cheap. Well, why $9.99 a month? Why can't we say $10? That's right.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, can I coax you to spend a little bit of money and it's for good reason. The good reason is to keep you on the air, but it's a better reason because I help the military to overcome their problems. Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder disappears, vaporizes. And it's not me saying that. It's psychiatrists and generals. And they don't give a damn whether you can prove it medically, scientifically. They've tried to write a scientific treatise on it. There's I think if is a colonel in one of the hospitals, Waterford Hospital. He's trying to find a way to write it. He knows it works, but he can't pigeonhole it. It's very hard to understand how Jesus did his miracles. Now he could do more miracles than anybody on earth, but everybody has power to do miracles, and I have. Little miracles, little ones. I can help you with a whole range of illnesses. And if you get a copy of that CD that I was referring to in the break, or but actually during the program, wasn't it? Because we're in the program now. But if you get a copy of that and sit quietly, be still and know. And then speaking in the first person, I am God. That's what it says. Be still and know I am God. That's what the scripture says. But speaking, it's God speaking, but in the first person, in the monologue. So, and that happens if you, a certain kind of sins, but you do not stop your thoughts. You watch your thoughts like a movie screen. You're watching, sitting watching a movie, but as your life unfolding, the things you have to see. And it's not pretty. And it's painful. And for some people it isn't, for some reason. But for most of you it is. But it's a good pain. Okay. Let's see. Is there much time? Let me see. We've got time for Sue. Just a little for the end of this program, this hour. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm having trouble with a relationship, or the start of one. My friend and I have known each other since we were little kids. And
are you having sex with your relationship?
No.
No.
There's
sex.
Nothing at the moment.
No, but it has been.
No, never.
Oh, so. Oh, okay. How old are you?
42.
And how long is this new relationship as you came together again?
About 2 months.
So what's the problem?
It doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime
soon. Then, why don't you just go somewhere else? That's all the problem. Solve the problem. Just drop the relationship. You don't have to have a relationship with somebody. What's the compulsion about? Why can't you sit and have breakfast or lunch together or go to a movie as friends?
And then we have done that.
Well, then that's all there is to it. Leave it alone.
Okay.
So anything else, he's probably wanting sex or something, and you've got problems because he's pushing for it. He's probably
Actually,
pushing for it.
No. Well, not at all.
So what is the problem? You're not telling me.
He's cold.
He's cold.
Yeah.
So I am. I'm cold, too. And I'll tell you something. You're lucky to have a cold guy that loves you. It's better than having a hot guy that loves you. You've had those before.
Yeah.
You know, men who are not that interested in sex, men who are not worshipping, always pouring on you. You know what I mean? Pouring on you.
Yeah.
So you don't want one of those. You want one who can enjoy himself in the garage and build things and create things and pay no attention to you anymore, and nor should you need any attention and go about your business. And your supper's ready, honey. That's all you need. As long as all you need is he's there for you and he's having fun with his car, and you don't want all that damn attention, because that's what is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's your problem. You need the attention. That's sickness. And I won't give my wife that attention, because she pulls on me for it, and if I fall for it, then she becomes addicted to me falling and feeding on me.
Right.
So you don't want to be a parasite for fulfillment. What you got there? What you got there is probably a decent guy.
Yeah.
But if he's pushing, but if he doesn't give you attention, that's the best. That one will love you more than all the others. The only problem is your insecurity wants something from him. It's not good for a healthy guy like that, who really is happy at go lucky, fixing his cars and doing all the things he loves to do, and hoping that you do them with him.
Okay.
You don't want anybody like that. Stop pulling on him. Just be his friend. Just be a friend. Make his dinner. You know, get married. Have a little sex once in a while. That's if you want to. It's about time it phases out and you learn to know what love is. It's not pressuring each other for anything. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters with an important message. Beautiful Tall Timber Ranch in Southern Oregon is now open year-round. Are you tired of the smog? Are you tired of the cars and the traffic? Are you tired of the crime? Then take a break from it all. Come to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon and experience the beauty of 200 acres of wooded forests, the 5-acre lake with the gazebo, the bass, the deer, and not far away, the Oregon coast. Give yourself a chance to relax and take it all in. The cost is $200 per night per person, or $150 for a second person. You can also stay weekends for Sunday conversations on Sunday morning, breakfast included. For more information, call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, Pacific Coast time. That's 1-800-877-3227, or visit fhu.com. Come to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon and experience the beauty. That's fhu.com. Hi, this is David Masters. If you're one of the many thousands of people who enjoy listening to Roy Masters' Sunday Conversations at FHU.com, here's an important message to consider. Right now, you can watch How to Save the American Family. These are highlights from the 4th of July seminar recently at Tall Timber Ranch. If you enjoy watching the Sunday Conversation, please make a donation to cover the costs. Statistics show us that many people watch and almost no one contributes. So you have to change that dynamic as soon as possible, or the Sunday Conversations will become a pay-per-view item. Again, highlights from the 4th of July seminar with Roy Masters at FHU.com. The Sunday Conversation for this Sunday is How to Save the American Family. But you have to support Roy Masters' work by making a donation. So go to FHU.com, and there you'll see drop-down boxes with different donation amounts. If enough people make a donation, this will remain a free service at FHU.com.